It's our privilege to have with us today Brother Ruben Quiros, and next May 2012, he'll be graduating from Louisiana Baptist University with his doctorate. So we're going to have to start calling him Dr. Quiros. But he'll be one of only three that we know of in Bolivia that have advanced degrees as far as teaching in Bible seminaries and institutes there. The Lord is opening many doors there in South America. IPM has asked him to take on a more expansive role in their Spanish ministries here, both in this country, in South America, in Puerto Rico. And so the Lord's using him in a mighty way as far as in the instruction of other young men that will be going in to take over ministries and teach in Bible colleges. So we thank the Lord for that open door and appreciate him so much coming today. And also Dr. Frey is coming to translate. He does a tremendous job, does he not? Amen. Appreciate that so much. And if Brother Quiros makes a mistake, we would never know. Brother Freitas still takes care of him in that regard. So if you men will come at this time.
Muy bien, vamos a abrir nuestras Biblias en Marcos capítulo 12.
All right, let's open our Bibles to Mark chapter 12.
Versículo 28 al 30.
Verses 28 through 30.
Mañana vamos a evaluar realmente cómo es nuestro amor por el Señor.
This morning we're going to evaluate how our love is for our Lord.
Decimos que amamos al Señor muchas veces.
We often will say that we love our Lord.
Pero ¿qué implica y qué significa amar a Dios?
But what does that imply and what does it signify
y vamos a evaluar
to
si
love the Lord?
Vamos a evaluarnos si realmente estamos amando como Dios se merece que amemos.
And we're going to evaluate ourselves to see if we're really loving the Lord the way He says we're supposed to love.
Vamos a leer versículo 28 al 30.
Let's start with Mark chapter 12, verses 28 through 30. And the Lord's word says this: "And one of the scribes came, having heard them reasoning together. And perceiving that they had answered them well, asked him, which is the first commandment of all? And Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment." Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your revelation of yourself, of who you are, and your heart and your love for us through your perfect word. We thank you for the provision for the word that you have protected since you first gave it to mankind. We thank you for the freedom that we have here to gather, to read your word clearly. And above all, we thank you for the freedom of choice you've given us to accept it, Lord. We pray for those in this world that continue to reject it, that you would warm their hearts. And as you put opportunities before us to preach your truth, let us be mindful ever, not only our duty, but our responsibility for the sacrifice you have given to us. What is it that we could sacrifice here in this earth, Lord, be it physically or be it materially, that would equal the sacrifice you made on the cross for us? Lord, we pray that this morning our minds and hearts would be open and attentive, take away all the distractions, that your word would come true, that hearts and minds and lives would be changed. And if there's anyone here this morning, Lord, that has not yet come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, we pray that this hour would be the hour of their salvation. And through your son we give our thanks. Amen.
Este pasaje es muy interesante.
This is a very interesting passage.
Porque los escribas y los fariseos vinieron a preguntar una pregunta sin darse cuenta que el que estaba frente a ellos era el autor de la escritura.
Because the Pharisees came to ask him a question without realizing the fact that the person that they were asking the question to was the author of the answer.
Los escribas eran hombres que hacían, que copiaban la ley, que interpretaban la ley.
The scribes were men that interpreted the law.
Y se le subió el ego.
And the ego came up.
Y entonces vinieron a preguntar al Señor, al autor de la vida.
So the author of life, the author of the law, they came to ask the question of.
¿Cuál es el primer mandamiento?
What is the first commandment?
Esta es una insolencia muy grande.
¿Qué?
Una insolencia.
It was insolent of them.
Porque preguntar eso a Cristo.
Because to ask that of Christ.
Era demasiado.
It was too much.
Me hace recordar a estas personas que a veces preguntan. No porque quieren saber.
It reminds me of these people that sometimes ask questions, not because they want to know the answer,
sino por saber con cuánto sabe el otro.
Because to test to see how much the other person knows.
Y cuánta sabiduría tiene o cuánto puede responder.
And how much wisdom the other person has.
La Biblia, la palabra de Dios,
the Word of God, the Bible,
es un libro más que de información, es un libro de formación del carácter.
It is more than an information book. It's a book that can form your character.
Dios quiere formar nuestras vidas, transformarlas por medio de su palabra.
God wants to change our lives, to form our lives through his word.
Pues vienen con la pregunta al Señor Jesucristo.
So when they come with this question to Jesus Christ,
¿cuál es el primer mandamiento de todos?
What is the first commandment of all?
El Señor con toda paciencia y amor y misericordia.
Doing with God, with all his patience, his love, and his mercy,
él responde en el versículo 29.
He answers in verse 29, the first of all commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord.
Y por mucho tiempo me pregunté por qué no respondió directamente con el versículo 30, amarás al Señor.
And many, for many years I asked myself, why didn't Jesus Christ go directly to verse 30 and just answer that?
Entonces, estudiando, entendí algo muy importante.
So studying this, I understood something very important.
El Señor puso el gran Shema judío.
¿El puso el qué?
Shema judío.
Shema.
Shema judío.
Okay. The Lord put the Jewish law in before the answer.
Este versículo 29 es una cita del Antiguo Testamento.
Verse 29 is cites the Old Testament.
Es Deuteronomio 6:4.
For
no vamos a leer, es Deuteronomio 6:4. No.
Okay. Esta es Deuteronomy 6:4-5.
Yeah. Es el Oye Israel, Jehová nuestro Dios uno es.
That says, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is our Lord.
Entonces el Señor puso este versículo antes de explicar en el siguiente versículo lo que es amar a Dios.
So Jesus Christ put this verse in before explaining the answer of what the first commandment is.
Porque él quería colocar en estos escribas y la gente algo muy importante.
Because he wanted to put in the minds of the Pharisees and the people something very important.
El Señor no pone al azar las cosas.
Jesus Christ didn't leave anything to chance.
Él pone la escritura de manera sabia para que nosotros la entendamos.
He put everything in scripture in a very specific way so that we could understand it.
Y en resumen, lo que el Señor quiere enseñar que para amar a Dios hay que cumplir dos requisitos.
So God put in here to help us understand that in order to love God there are two prerequisites.
En este pasaje hay dos requisitos para amar a Dios.
In this passage we see two prerequisites to love the Lord.
Que debemos cumplir nosotros si realmente queremos amar a Dios como Él se merece.
That we have to accomplish if we really want to love the Lord the way He says we're supposed to love.
Y el primero está en el versículo 29.
And the first one is in verse 29.
Y este es el requisito.
And this is the prerequisite.
Que toda persona que va a amar a Dios,
that all the people that are going to love the Lord,
o que desea amar a Dios,
or that want to love the Lord,
debe tener una definición correcta de quién es Él.
They have to have a proper definition of who He is.
Debemos entender realmente quién es Él.
We have to truly understand who He is.
Y conocerle quién es Él.
And understand and get to know who He is.
Porque en la medida que tengamos un concepto de Dios,
because the concept that we have of God,
podemos vivir amando de la manera correcta a Dios.
Because if we have the proper concept of God, we can love Him properly and live properly for Him.
En esta declaración, en este versículo 29, hay dos nombres de Dios importantes.
In verse 29, there are two important names of God.
Uno es Señor y el otro es Dios.
The first one is Lord and the other one is God.
En el Antiguo Testamento está como Jehová o Elohim.
In the Old Testament is Jehovah o Elohim.
Y en español no se nota mucho la palabra Señor.
En español. ¿No se dice
eso? No, en español el Señor es muy común.
In Spanish, the word Lord, Señor, is very commonly used. Yeah.
Es como Mr.
It's like Mr.
Mr. Pérez, Mr. Freitas, Mr. Brainard, Mr. Es común.
Yeah, it's very common. Señor is very common.
En español.
In the Spanish.
En inglés hay diferencia.
In English, there's a difference.
Ha puesto Lord.
It's translated as Lord.
No. No, Mr., no, sir.
¿Está bien?
Pero en español no hay diferencia.
But in Spanish, there's no difference.
En el texto griego,
in the Greek text,
es curios.
Curios. The word is curios.
Es amo, es dueño, es propietario.
And it's ownership, it's proprietary.
Es una palabra que se usaba mucho en la cultura greco-romana.
It's a word that was used very commonly in the Greco-Roman language.
Para mostrar a un soberano que tiene la autoridad o la potestad sobre toda la creación.
To describe somebody that is ultimately supervisory, that superintends, that has the ultimate power.
O alguien que tenía animales, tierras, esclavos, que era el dueño de todo eso.
Or somebody that had ownership of a great deal of people and land and animals and cattle.
O a un gobernante que tiene autoridad sobre su reino.
Or somebody that is a governor that has ultimate authority.
Entonces cuando está hablando de que él es el Señor,
so that when it talks here that he is the Lord,
está mostrando que él tiene el poder, la autoridad y que es nuestro dueño.
That he it describes the fact that he has ultimate authority, ultimate power, and that he owns us.
Y nosotros fuimos comprados por precio por él.
And we were bought with a price by him.
Él pagó su sangre preciosa.
He paid with his precious blood.
Y nos compró del mercado del mercado de esclavos del pecado.
And he bought us from the slavery of sin.
Y ahora le pertenecemos a él.
And now we belong to him.
Él es nuestro amo.
He is our Lord.
Entonces, mientras no entendamos quién es él,
until we understand who he is,
no podemos amarle como él se merece.
We can't love him properly.
Somos sus esclavos.
Because we were slaves.
Él es nuestro amo.
And he is our Lord.
Por eso el Señor, dice la Biblia, el Señor nuestro Dios, el Señor uno es.
Because it says the Lord our God is one Lord.
Ahora, el otro nombre que está usado es el Dios.
The second word that is used here is God.
Y ese nombre, los griegos lo usaban para, o los romanos lo usaban para cualquier deidad.
The Romans and the Greeks used it for any deity.
Pero los cristianos y los judíos convertidos, los del judaísmo,
but the Jews and the converted Christians,
lo usaron para referirse al único Dios verdadero.
Used it specifically for the one true God.
En la Septuaginta,
in the Septuagint,
se usa esta palabra muchas veces intercambiándolo por Jehová o por Elohim.
This word is often used interchangeably between Jehovah and Elohim.
Y va marcando la preeminencia de Dios.
And it marks the preeminence of God.
Y va marcando que Dios no tiene origen.
And it talks about that God has no origin.
Que Dios es inmutable.
That he is immutable.
Eterno.
Eternal.
Que se autosostiene a sí mismo.
That he is one and unto himself.
En este nombre de Dios, o Dios.
And this word God.
Está afirmados todos sus atributos.
And affirms all his attributes.
Es Dios, es unidad, su eternidad, su inmutabilidad.
His immutability, his unity, his eternity.
Su poder infinito.
His infinite power.
Su conocimiento absoluto.
His perfect knowledge.
Su justicia, su santidad.
His judgment, his
justicia, fidelidad.
His holiness.
Amor, misericordia.
His love, his mercy.
Etcétera,
etcétera, etcétera.
Es el Dios que tenemos.
That is the God we have.
Por eso, Dios es un Dios maravilloso y grande.
That is why God is a wonderful God and powerful.
Todos sus atributos están en perfecta armonía en él.
And all his attributes are in perfect harmony within him.
No es más amor o más justicia.
He doesn't have more judgment or more love.
Todo tiene una perfecta armonía.
Everything's in perfect harmony.
Es el Dios que tenemos.
That is the God we have.
Un Dios maravilloso.
A wonderful God.
Pues esta mañana decía, Dios es bueno.
This morning we were saying, God is good.
Dios es bueno todo el tiempo.
God is good at all times.
Y él nos permite caminar en este mundo.
And he allows us to walk this earth.
Debajo de su gracia, debajo de su misericordia.
Under his grace, under his mercy.
Entonces, para amar a Dios,
so to love God,
necesitamos tener una definición correcta.
We have to have a correct definition
de quién es él.
Of who he is.
En Bolivia hay muchas fiestas paganas.
In Bolivia has a lot of pagan worship.
En agosto hay una fiesta para la Virgen de Urcupiña.
And they celebrate different virgins of
Urcupiña?
Yeah. Yeah, there are different days celebrating different people, and they have one in April for this virgin. They carry this virgin, this effigy, to a certain place, and they put it on an altar. And people in front of her do a drink and party and do all kinds of crazy things in front of this effigy. And the virgin says nothing. But our God is different.
Si conocemos bien quién es él,
if we understand clearly who he is,
no podemos hacer cosas que no le honren ni le glorifiquen.
We can't do things that won't bring glory and honor to him.
Entonces, para amar a Dios,
and therefore to love God,
tenemos que tener una definición correcta de quién es él.
We have to have a proper definition of who he is.
Porque si el concepto que tenemos es de un Dios que ¿cómo es que transige? Un Dios que permite cosas que...
Because if our concept of our God is one of a God that allows us or permits or tolerates certain things,
ahí será nuestra expresión de amor a él.
Then that would change the way we express our love to him.
Necesitamos tener un concepto correcto de quién es él.
So we have to be careful that we have the right concept of who he is.
En segundo lugar, versículo 30.
And in second place, verse 30.
Entonces, ahí está el segundo requisito.
Is the second prerequisite to love
para
God.
Amar a Dios.
To love God.
Y empieza con la expresión, y amarás al Señor tu Dios.
And it begins with the phrase, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God.
Note el énfasis de la palabra Señor y Dios.
Note the emphasis here to the word, the Lord thy God.
Porque el Señor quería marcar eso. Primero, ¿quién es él?
First, because Jesus Christ wanted to emphasize this. First, who he is.
Pues cuando conocemos quién es él,
because when we recognize who he is,
amarás.
Then you will love.
Esa expresión, amarás.
That expression, shalt love.
Es un verbo en el texto griego.
In the Greek is a verb.
Es un verbo en tiempo futuro.
In the future tense.
Yo estaba diciendo, pero ¿por qué está en futuro?
And he was trying to figure out, why is it in the future tense?
Pues estudiando, te di, claro, tiene que estar en tiempo futuro.
But then I understood it has to be in the future tense.
Porque desde nuestro punto de hoy,
because from this point where we are today,
mañana tengo que amarle.
Tomorrow I have to love him.
Y pasado mañana tengo que amarle.
And the next day I have to love him.
Y así sucesivamente.
And then each day after that, each day after that.
Ahora en el griego hay voces, es una voz activa. Este
and the Greek has different voices, and one of the voices is active.
Quiere decir que uno inicia la acción.
That means that somebody has to initiate an action.
Uno es como sujeto, toma la iniciativa de realizar la acción.
So that the subject takes the action to, or takes action to realize
entonces,
something.
Esto nos muestra que amar a Dios es una decisión personal.
So what this shows us, the way Christ said it, is that to love God is a personal decision that demands action.
No es una emoción.
It's not an emotion.
Es una decisión.
It's a decision.
Entonces, el primer requisito es una definición correcta de quién es Dios.
So the first prerequisite is a proper definition of who God is.
La segunda es que para amar a Dios hay que tomar la decisión correcta.
And the second thing is to love God is if you have to make the right decision to love Him.
Y es una decisión que tenemos que mantener todos los días.
And it's a decision we have to make every day.
Cuando se refiere, cuando hay mandamientos de los, del hombre para amar a Dios,
when there are commandments for man to love God,
no se usa este verbo que está usado acá.
Typically, this verb isn't used that's used here.
No se usa el verbo fileo, que es amor filial.
Typically, the para hombre con hombre.
Claro, o sea, el, hombre, el amor de hombre a hombre es el amor fileo.
Okay. The Greeks use the word phileo when a person loves another person.
Pero no se usa esa, esa expresión para amar a Dios.
But that expression is not used to love God.
Se usa el amor agape, agapao.
And the word is used agape.
Es un amor incondicional.
It's an unconditional love.
Es un amor con sacrificio.
And it's a sacrificial love.
Es un amor para mí sobrenatural.
And it's, for me, it's a supernatural love.
Es un amor que da todo.
It's a love that gives everything.
Es un amor que sobrepasa cualquier cosa.
It's a love that supersedes everything else.
Y a veces decimos que amamos a Dios.
And sometimes we say we love God.
Y no le amamos de esa manera.
But we don't love Him that way.
Muchos decimos, oh, yo amo a Dios.
Oh, many of us walk around saying, oh, I
pero
love God.
No pasamos tiempo de oración con Él.
But we don't spend much time praying with Him.
Dice, oh, yo cuánto amo a Dios.
We say, oh, how I love God.
Pero no leemos la palabra de Dios.
So we spend no time reading His Word.
No sé si conocen el cuento de Pinocho.
Pinocchio. You know the story of Pinocchio?
Yeah. Si tuviéramos todos los creyentes la maldición de Pinocho cuando por mentir.
If we all had Pinocchio's curse,
tendríamos una nariz tremenda.
Then we would have a really long nose.
Porque decimos que amamos a Dios.
Because we're always saying we love God.
Pero a veces no es así.
But we don't really show it.
Pues el amor es una decisión.
Because love is a decision.
Una decisión de amar con todo.
It's a decision to love with everything.
Y esta, esa es la frase que repite mucho en este versículo. Con todo, con toda, con toda tu corazón, con toda tu alma, con toda tu mente, con todas tus fuerzas.
And this is a phrase that's repeated over and over again by our Lord. It says, with you shall love the Lord with all thy heart and all thy soul and all thy mind and all thy strength.
Este adjetivo en el griego tiene que ver con toda la totalidad.
And this adjective in the Greek is all inclusive.
Con una completa, con toda la extensión, la cantidad, el tiempo, el grado.
It's an extent that shows everything that can be included in time and material and in space.
No se puede amar con una partecita de Dios.
You can't love God with just a little part.
Tienes que amar con todo.
You have to love Him with everything.
Los que somos casados acá no podemos amar a nuestras esposas con una partecita.
Those of us that are married here, we can't just love part of our wives.
Tienes que amar con todo.
We have to love Him with everything.
El 6 de noviembre cumplimos con mi esposa 20 años de casado.
The 6th of November we celebrate our 20th anniversary.
Y nos sentábamos con mi esposa a compartir.
So we sat down together as husband and wife.
¿Cómo ha pasado el tiempo?
How the time has passed.
El tiempo pasa rápido.
It passed so fast.
Parece que fue ayer que la conocí.
It seems like yesterday we just met.
Pasaron 20 años.
And it's already 20 years.
Y cada día conozco más a mi esposa.
And every day I get to know her even better.
Y mi trabajo personal es conocerla para y amarla cada día con todo mi corazón.
And my personal goal is to every day get to know her more and love her with all my heart.
Y es una decisión del corazón.
And it's a decision I make in my heart.
Los años pasan.
As the years pass.
Y yo me estoy quedando pelado.
And my hair is falling out. Not mine.
Y a pesar de eso tenemos que amarnos.
And despite all that, we still love each other.
Porque el amor no está basado en emoción.
Because love isn't based on an emotion.
Es una decisión.
It's a decision.
Es una acción.
It's an action.
Cuando hay la acción correcta,
when the action is correct,
hay la emoción correcta.
Then the emotion follows correctly.
Entonces, hay que amarle con todo, con todo, con todo.
And then so we have to love him with all, with all, with all.
Y aquí está la forma. Si queremos tomar la decisión de amar correctamente a Dios.
And so if we want to make the decision to love God correctly.
Ahí están los consejos.
Here is our God's instruction.
¿Cómo debe ser?
How it's supposed to be.
Dice en primer lugar, con todo tu corazón.
First it says, with all thy heart.
¿Qué significa esto?
What does that mean?
Con solamente esa con la emoción.
Does that mean only with my emotion?
Porque muchos decimos, bueno, no sé, acá pero en Bolivia sí, yo te amo con todo mi corazón.
Because in Bolivia we often walk around saying, I love you with all my heart.
¿Pero qué implica eso?
But what does that mean?
Bueno, si ustedes saben, hablando clínicamente, el corazón es la parte esencial del ser humano.
Clinically speaking, the heart is an essential part of human life.
Es el centro motor de la vida.
It's the central motor driving part of our lives.
Uno puede vivir sin un pulmón.
People can live with only one lung.
Puede vivir sin un riñón.
Can live with only one kidney.
Puede vivir sin una pierna, sin un brazo.
With one leg, one arm, one eye.
Pero sin corazón.
But without that heart,
no se puede.
You can't live.
Está aquí adentro, es el eje motor.
It's the central part of our being.
Y metafóricamente esta palabra por transición.
And metaphorically in transition, this word.
Llegó a denotar.
It came to denote.
Las corrientes escondidas de la vida personal.
The hidden flowing emotion and currents of our lives.
Lo que está ahí adentro.
What's deep inside of us.
Lo que solamente conoce Dios y tú.
The things that only you and God know about.
Porque nadie puede conocer el corazón perfectamente.
Because nobody can know your heart perfectly.
Yo no conozco tu corazón, ni vos conoces mi corazón.
You can't know my heart, and I can't know your heart.
Solo Dios conoce.
Only God knows.
Y yo mismo.
And myself.
Cuando habla del corazón acá,
when God is talking about the heart,
está hablando de esas, de las corrientes más escondidas que están ahí adentro.
He's talking about those hidden currents that are deep inside of us.
En la Biblia hay muchas advertencias para no confiar en el corazón.
And the Bible gives us many warnings not to have confidence or to put faith in our hearts.
El profeta Jeremías dice, engañoso y perverso es el corazón. ¿Quién lo conocerá?
The human heart is, how's it go with the passage? Say it. Desperately wicked, who can know it? Thank you.
Y también dice Proverbios que el que confía en su corazón es necio.
And the Proverbs say, whoever puts faith in his heart is a fool.
No podemos confiar en nuestro corazón.
We can't have confidence. We can't trust our hearts.
Cuando uno va aconsejando a los jóvenes o a las personas.
When you're giving discipleship to the young or to other people.
Dice, oh, pastor, yo conozco mi corazón.
And people say, oh, I know in my heart.
Digo, tú no conoces tu corazón.
And he says, no, you don't know in your
heart. Nadie puede conocer su corazón.
Nobody can know your
heart. En el sentido exacto y pleno.
In the perfect way that God can.
Pero sí, Dios.
But yes, God can know.
Entonces cuando dice, cuando toma la expresión de amar a Dios con todo el corazón.
So when he says here to love God with all your heart.
Lo que se quiere marcar.
What it implies that it means.
O lo que se quiere enfatizar.
Or what he's trying to emphasize.
Es que a Dios se le debe amar con toda sinceridad.
That God, you have to love God with all sincerity.
Porque esas corrientes escondidas dentro del corazón solo conoce Dios.
Because those hidden currents in our heart only God knows.
En algún sentido, yo mismo.
And in a way, myself too.
Yo sé el grado de cuánto amor tengo por Dios.
I know how much I truly love God.
Usted sabe en su corazón.
You all know how much you love God.
Porque
in your heart.
Muchos hablamos de amar a Dios.
Because we all talk about loving God.
Pero no es sincero.
It's not sincere.
Porque no se expresa.
Because it's not expressed.
En los hechos o en las acciones.
In our actions and in our words.
Pero si queremos amar a Dios como Él quiere que lo amemos.
So if we are to love God the way He wants us to love Him.
Tenemos que entender que es una decisión.
We have to understand that it's a decision.
Pero con toda sinceridad.
But with all sincerity.
Con todo el corazón.
With all our hearts.
Segundo lugar.
Second part.
Dice la otra expresión.
The next part of the passage.
Con toda tu alma.
And with all thy soul.
¿Qué es el alma?
What's the soul?
Les cuento algo, una anécdota.
Tell you a story.
Cuando yo era muy pequeño.
When I was very young.
Vivía en mi ciudad natal.
I lived in the town of my birth.
Pequeño pueblo.
Very small town.
Y en las noches los perros empezaban a aullar.
And in the night the dogs and the coyotes would howl.
Y mis tías me decían, no salgas afuera porque salieron las almas la noche.
And my aunt would say, don't go outside because those are the souls screaming in the night.
Por eso los perros están ladrando, aullando.
And that's why the dogs are barking because they hear the souls.
Con mucho miedo me quedaba dentro de casa.
So very scared, I would stay inside the house.
Ya cuando cumplí 15 años.
When I was 15.
Y si ya uno se cree que es hombre, ¿verdad?
Then you know you're a man at the age of 15.
No puede ser que haya aquí esas almas.
They can't be that there's souls out there.
Empezaron los perros a aullar por todo lado.
So all the dogs started barking and howling.
Salí para afuera.
So I went outside.
¿Dónde están las almas?
Looking, where are these souls?
No había nadie.
There's nothing out there.
Todos los perros del vecindario ladrando.
All the dogs of the town barking.
Es el concepto de alma que tiene mucha gente en Bolivia, especialmente del catolicismo.
The concept in Bolivia a lot of time of the souls comes from the Catholic beliefs.
Pero el alma es el asiento de la personalidad.
But the soul is the center of our being.
Es vamos a llamarlo así, es aquello, la parte más sensible del hombre.
It's the part that has the most
sensible
part of our being.
Recuerden al Señor Jesucristo cuando estuvo en Getsemaní.
Remember when Jesus Christ was in Gethsemane,
orando,
praying.
Le dijo, mi alma está angustiada hasta la muerte.
He says, my soul is anguished unto death.
Cuando María se enteró que iba a tener al Hijo de Dios,
when Mary found out that she was going to have the Son of God,
en su magnificat.
And to what she expressed.
Ella dijo, mi alma engrandece al Señor.
Says, my soul enlarges the Lord.
Pues el alma es el aspecto más sensible del ser humano.
The soul is the aspect, the most sensible aspect of who
donde,
we are.
Donde percibe, refleja, siente.
So this is where we perceive, where we reflect, where we feel.
Bueno, en otro pasaje se refiere también al intelecto y a la voluntad.
In other parts, in other parts of the Bible also talks about the intellect and our will.
Para nuestro propósito esta mañana.
But for our purpose this morning,
si vamos a amar a Dios como Él se merece,
if we are to love God the way He deserves,
es con toda el alma.
It's with all our soul.
Con toda la sensibilidad.
It's with our sensibility or all our will.
Con todo el sentimiento.
With all our will. It's the best word.
Entonces, el Señor dijo, si queremos amar a Dios, hay que amarlo con todo el corazón, con toda sinceridad.
So we have to love Him with all our heart and all sincerity.
Pero también con toda el alma.
But also with all our soul.
Con toda sensibilidad.
With all our will.
Y en tercer lugar.
And in third place.
Dice, con toda la mente.
And it says, with all our mind.
Con toda tu mente. A diferencia de los animales, los seres humanos tenemos lo que se llama capacidad de razonar y de reflexión.
What separates us from the animals is what we call our ability to reason, to reflect, to reason above the animals.
Los animales tienen instinto.
They have instinct.
No capacidad de reflexión.
But no the ability to reflect.
Mi esposa tiene dos gatos.
My wife has two cats.
Sí, lo recogió en la calle que estaba abandonado.
She picked them up from the street somewhere.
Cada vez decía, Rubén, no hay comida, falta arena.
And he's always saying, ah, they need kibble, they need food. She's saying that to him. Says, she tells him, no, they're old, they probably ought to be put down. She says, no, they're my companions when you're not around.
Okay, amor, está bien.
So she says, okay, so he buys the kid a litter and the food. And one day I was walking through the house doing some things. And the cat was laid across there sleeping. He said, like, where was that cat? And then I walk near him. Yeah, and he started acting like he was cuddly. So I reached down to pet him. And I don't know what happened, but he bit my foot and he scratched it. So he just reacts with an instinct. And unless you tell him, don't do that, he still does it. Because it's an instinct. But human beings, we're different.
Dios ha dado la capacidad de pensar.
God has given us the capacity to think.
Cuando dice acá, con toda la mente.
When it says here, with all your mind.
Hablando que debemos usar nuestro modo de razonar, nuestro modo de entender para amar a Dios.
So what he's saying is that we have to use our reasoning, our ability to think,
entonces,
to love God.
Si vamos a amar a Dios, es con toda sinceridad, con toda sensibilidad.
So if we're going to love God, it's with all sincerity, it's with all sensibility or will.
Pero también con toda sabiduría.
But it's also with all wisdom.
Con toda la mente.
With all our mind.
Con toda sabiduría.
With all our thinking process.
Necesitamos tanta sabiduría para amar a Dios.
We have so much ability to love God.
Porque a veces no sabemos discernir entre lo que le agrada y no le agrada.
Because the qué?
No sabemos discernir o diferenciar.
we can't discern
entre lo que a él le agrada,
between what he likes
o lo que no le agrada.
And what he doesn't like.
Estamos tanta sabiduría,
we have enough wisdom
para expresar nuestro amor a Dios,
to express our love toward God,
dejando hábitos que no le glorifican,
leaving behind habits that don't glorify him.
O personas que no nos ayudan a amar a Dios.
Or sometimes we have to separate ourselves from people that don't help us to love
Estamos
God.
Mucha sabiduría.
We have a lot of wisdom.
El amor no es emoción solamente.
The love isn't just an emotion.
Hay que usar la sabiduría.
You have to use that wisdom that God has
para
given
poder
you
amar a Dios.
To love him better.
Pues digo, con toda la mente.
So it says with all our minds.
Con toda la sabiduría.
With all our wisdom.
Tú y yo tenemos que poner inteligencia.
We have to put intelligent thought.
En nuestro afecto por Dios.
Into our affect toward
no
God.
No es una devoción ciega o un fanatismo.
It's not a blind faith or a fanaticism.
Es un amor con sabiduría.
It's a love with understanding.
El amar a Dios implica usar lo que nos ha dado.
Loving God implies using what he has given us.
Pues con toda sabiduría.
And that is why it's with all wisdom, with all mind.
Y termina el pasaje con la expresión con todas tus fuerzas.
And the last part of the passage says with all thy strength.
Con todas tus fuerzas.
With all thy strength.
Esta expresión fuerzas.
This expression strength.
Denota toda la capacidad, toda la potencia.
It denotes all the capacity or all your ability.
Es el potencial personal.
It's your personal ability.
Es toda la energía.
It's all your energy.
Es la intensidad de mi afecto. La intensidad de mi fuerza.
It's all the intensity that I can muster with my strength of being.
Yo jugué mucho soccer por muchos años.
I played soccer for many, many years.
Cuando yo jugábamos y estábamos perdiendo, sacábamos fuerza de donde no había y queríamos terminar el partido.
And in those games where we were losing, we found strength from where we didn't know where, and we pushed forward to try to win the game anyways.
Yo amo mucho el soccer.
I loved the soccer very much.
Especialmente el equipo de Argentina.
Especially the Argentinian team.
Ustedes van a ver cuando vean un partido de soccer, Argentina versus Brasil.
and if you're going to see a good soccer game, you watch Argentina versus Brazil.
Entonces los argentinos ponen todo.
Because the Argentinians will go in there with everything they got.
Sacan fuerza donde no hay.
And they pull strength out of places that you don't know.
Y juegan a ganar.
And they play to win.
Cuando pierden, ¿sabe qué pasa?
But when they lose, you know what happens?
Lloran.
They cry.
Porque a pesar de todo, no pudieron hacerlo.
Because despite everything they tried, they couldn't do it.
Es el único equipo que he visto llorar siempre.
It's the only team I've ever seen cry.
Porque se esfuerzan y como no pudieron llorar.
Because they put everything they had into it, and when there was nothing left and still lost, they had no choice but to cry.
Pusieron todo el sacrificio.
They put all the sacrifices.
Pusieron todas sus fuerzas.
They used all their strength.
Es lo mismo con nosotros.
And the same thing with us.
Si vamos a amar a Dios,
if we're going to love God,
es con todo el sacrificio.
It's got to be with all our sacrifice.
Toda la fuerza.
All our strength.
Por eso a veces digo somos mentirosos.
Because that's why I say sometimes we're liars.
Decimos amar a Dios.
We want to love God.
Pero no se viene a sacrificio.
But we don't do it sacrificially.
Amar a Dios implica sacrificio.
Loving God implies sacrifice.
El Señor dijo eso.
That the Lord said this.
Entonces, para amar a Dios hay dos requisitos.
So there are two prerequisites to love God.
Uno, tener una definición correcta de quién es él.
Number one is to have the proper definition of who he is.
Segundo, la decisión correcta de amarle.
The second one is the right decision to love him.
Porque amar a Dios es una decisión que tienes que tomar todos los días.
Because the decision to love God is something we have to do every single day.
Y si vas a tomar esa decisión correcta de amarle.
And if we're going to take that right decision to love him.
Tiene que ser con todo sinceridad.
It's got to be with all sincerity.
Con todo el sentimiento.
With all our wisdom, with all our mind.
Con toda la sabiduría.
With all our will.
Y con todo sacrificio.
And with all our sacrifice.
Entonces podrás realmente así llegar a amar a Dios como Él se merece.
And then we can finally get to the point where we can love God the way He deserves.
En un mundo donde nos amamos tanto nosotros mismos.
In a world where we spend most of our time loving ourselves.
Amamos nuestro poder, nuestro placer, amamos nuestro gusto. Amamos.
We love our pleasure, we love our comfort, we love ourselves.
A veces amamos a personas más que a Dios.
Sometimes we love people more than God.
Y nos olvidamos de que el amor debe ser primero a Dios.
And we forget that our love first should be to our Lord.
Sobre todas las cosas.
Over everything else.
Cuando yo me puse de novio con mi esposa.
When I started dating my wife.
Quedamos de acuerdo.
We made the agreement
que debemos amar a Dios más que nosotros mismos.
That we would love God more than each other.
Porque es muy fácil amar a personas más que a Dios.
Because it's very easy to love people more than God.
He tenido este año mucho aconsejamiento con jóvenes en la iglesia.
I've spent this year doing a lot of counseling with young couples at the church.
Quisieron ponerse de, claro, de novios.
And they wanted to start dating.
Cuando hablamos con ellos, no estaban preparados.
And when we started talking to them, they weren't ready.
Porque no estaba de acuerdo la iglesia, ni los padres.
Because they weren't in agreement with either the church or their parents.
Nos dijimos, vamos a esperar.
So we recommended, maybe you should wait.
No es el tiempo.
This is not the time.
No tienen la bendición de sus padres ni de la iglesia.
You don't have the agreement of your parents, the blessing of your parents or the church.
Y dijeron, no, nosotros los amamos.
But we kept saying, they kept saying, no, we love each other.
Y un día,
and then one day,
decidieron irse.
They decided to leave.
Y ir a otro lugar, a otra iglesia.
And go to a different place, different church.
Y casarse.
And get married there.
Hoy en día están juntos.
Today they're not together.
Llegaron a amarse más a mí mismo que a Dios.
They decided to love themselves, each other, more than God.
Amar a Dios con sabiduría.
And loving God is the only wisdom we can use.
Necesitamos tanta sabiduría para amar a Dios.
And He's given us such a great capacity to do that.
Que Dios nos ayude.
May God help us.
Amarle a Él.
Love Him.
Como Él se merece.
The way He deserves.
Dios bendiga mucho.
May God bless each and every one of you.
Vamos a orar.
Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for the messenger You have sent us today, anointed by You, to bring us a message to touch our hearts. First and foremost, of Your mercy, in that You give us chances each and every day to change, but also the clarity of Your Word that tells us what that change needs to be. Lord, I would pray that each heart, each mind here, by the capacity, the gift that You have given, for we are all fearfully and wonderfully made, use everything You have given us to glorify and to love Thee more, Lord. What would it be like in this world if there was a single person fully and completely consecrated to You, that was willing to give everything themselves to You, whose eyes were only to You? What kind of a servant, what kind of a change would this world see? Lord, we would pray that that would be the desire of our hearts. We pray that each day we would strive more and more as the burdens of this world, the thoughts that so easily pull us aside, as Peter looked into the storm, began to sink, so we sink into the same mire. Lord, I pray that You would do a great work in our hearts to bring our eyes back fully focused on You. And as it says in the scripture, when Peter yelled out, "Lord, save me," the next word is always immediately. Jesus Christ reached down and pulled them up. We pray that You would pull us up the same way and keep our eyes focused on Thee. Bless the rest of this day, Lord. Bring us each to our appointed rounds this evening safely. May we keep our eyes open for the opportunities You set before us. And may we always have on focus that eternity that is promised by You, for all Your promises are true. Through Your Son, we give our thanks. Amen.